Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright about winter driving and obeying snow ordinances.
How is the sheriff's office enforcing that in the communities of Guthrie County? And does it vary, you know, according to a town's particular ordinance?
You know, every town has a snow ordinance, and some ordinances vary from town to town, but whenever there's an accumulation of snow and the plows are going to be out, or the trucks to sand and salt and sand the streets, everyone should be aware of moving their cars and not parking on snow routes, and pretty much trying to let the snow plow trucks remove the snow so that then there is parking. So if everyone works together and makes sure they get their vehicles off the night before, if it's snowing, just remove your vehicles and you can park it off the street if you can. You know, we work with the cities and work with the ordinances, and you know, if it continues and people continue to park, then sometimes the city managers or city street managers call us, and sometimes there are tickets issued.
Did the sheriff's deputies by chance issue any tickets this past weekend related to that?
We try to remind everybody the first snow, you know, it catches up on it, you know, people, and so we put reminders on their vehicles that there is snow ordinance, and to remember next time to remove your vehicles. Probably next time, and they keep track of who's been warned and who hasn't. So probably the next time there could be tickets issued.
Now that temperatures are getting colder, people are starting their cars and they might leave their cars running. Any, you know, thoughts you'd want to give on that? How people should be kind of wary of leaving their cars running, you know, in their driveway or on the street?
I think I'm aware of people, you know, starting the cars to defrost. Some people don't have garages. By all means, if you can start your car and lock it and keep it locked while it's running, sometimes that you can't do that with the vehicles because the key's in the ignition and you don't have another way of locking it. But I would be always careful on starting cars and leaving them run, or leaving them run in parking lots if you run into a store to do shopping, because it is an opportunity for someone to just jump in the vehicle and take off. It doesn't happen that often here, which I'm glad, you know, but it could happen. So be aware of that and watch your vehicle if you start it up near your residence, and just always think about keeping an eye on your car and where it's at.
And just a reminder on driving around snow plow trucks on freeways and stuff. The DOT has posted, I've seen diagrams of all the different hazards that can go all around that and how cars should navigate it. But what would you warn drivers when they are, you know, on a road, either, you know, crossing or following a plow truck?
Yeah, usually you need to stay back, because of not only that they're putting sand out of their back of their trucks, but just for reasons of safety. Those big trucks can throw up a lot of slush and throw up a lot of road grime, and it gets on your windshield, and sometimes it makes it really difficult to see. You can also meet the big trucks and the semis, and you know, it also will throw stuff up on your windshield. You always need to have wiper fluid in your vehicles right now. It's important, because if you don't, the wipers will smear it on the windshield and it doesn't come off, and it makes it difficult to see.
We've had some ice. We've had at least one incident in the county of someone, I think, running a stop sign due to foggy and ice conditions. What would you want to warn drivers when it comes to dealing with those ice conditions and when you need to stop at a posted stop sign or traffic light?
Well, you always have to be aware of where stop signs and traffic lights are going to come up. So keep your vision ahead and be ready to stop. Driving on icy conditions is always about your speed, whether it's on cement streets or any kind of hard surface streets or on the gravel roads. The gravel roads right now are pretty much 100% snow and ice packed. If you're on the road, you need to slow down. If you know you're going to have to stop, or you're going down a hill if you press on your brakes too hard, the cars now, and especially the cars that are front-wheel drive, lock the brakes up on ice, and you'll end up right in the ditch. So you need to be aware of winter weather driving and icy and snowy conditions and slow down.
And what is the technique that people should remember if by chance they end up fishtailing? What should a driver do?
So if you start fishtailing, you can, try to steer your way out of it, but let off of the accelerator, and that will straighten out your car. If fishtailing is caused by rapid acceleration, and you just need to slow down on the roads that are covered with ice or snow. It's all about the speed.
Well, then I think that covers it. In case there's any other winter or holiday things you want to mention or anything else going on around the county.
No, we want everyone to be safe. We're having a good record in Guthrie County, as far as accidents, and we have had zero fatalities. We want to keep it that way. So if people just slow down, wear their seat belts, and keep their eye on the road, it makes it a safe for them and for everyone else. And we wish everyone to have a great holiday this season.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright about winter driving and obeying snow ordinances. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.